shining a light on the women creating impact, leading organizations and mission-focused strategic programs across the federal technology and consulting community. This is Impact. I am being joined today by Jenny Luca, the Chief Executive Officer at the Children's Inn at NIH. Jenny, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. So let's kick off to talk about your path leading an organization that maintains an essential public and private partnership between the Inn and the National Institute of Health.
Well, from a very early age, I was curious about and interested in, mission-related organizations and followed that path certainly through my education in child psychology and then a master's in social work at the Catholic University of America here in Washington, D.C. So I've spent my entire career in the nonprofit space, and 20 years of that career have been at the Children's Inn at NIH. So started in 2003 and became CEO in 2015.
Awesome. So what drives the support that the Children's Inn provides to families as they undergo the clinical trials?
Well, the Children's Inn is a nonprofit organization located on the federal campus of the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland, and we provide lodging and support services for very sick children, young adults, and their families who are traveling from around the world to participate in clinical research studies at the NIH Clinical Center, which is essentially the largest biomedical hospital in the world. Everything we do at the Children's Inn aims to reduce the burden of illness on families, give kids a chance at childhood, and of course, advance medical research. And the Children's Inn is a vital part of the research infrastructure because our clinical partners rely on us to provide the support necessary for families to safely and comfortably participate in clinical research. The children coming to us and staying with us typically have a rare disease for which there is no known treatment, or a cancer that has been resistant to standard treatments available to them. And they're traveling, as I said, from around the world with hope that a clinical research study at the NIH will provide a treatment, maybe a name to their disease. And then as a result of our work, as a result of the partnership between the Children's Inn and the NIH and the families participating and our corporate sponsors, those treatments, the discoveries that are made are shared around the world, hopefully becoming standard treatments that can benefit all of us and improve healthcare. So it's a global mission. It's a big mission. It's bigger than us and what we do. And it takes supporters and the nonprofit and the NIH as the federal entity and the very people that we are serving to accomplish our mission.
So I know you need fundraisers, and you have a gala coming up that's a huge fundraiser for you guys. Can you tell me more about that gala and what's coming up, when it is, and how people can take part?
Our annual Evening for Hope Gala will take place on April 27th at the Ritz-Carlton in Tyson's Corner. It's particularly exciting this year. It's the 10th anniversary of the gala, and it's just an incredibly special evening. For just one night a year, it brings together a compassionate community of individuals, corporations, government officials, and business leaders to celebrate and support the Children's Inn and the remarkable partnership with the National Institutes of Health. Since 2014, we've raised more than $15 million to support the Children's Inn. So it is a very important evening for us to support the operations of the Children's Inn, which it takes us about $12 million to operate the inn each year.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
There's the ability to be at the event, but there's also quite a robust silent auction, and the link to that auction is shared on our social and digital sites for anybody to take part in and bid generously if they would like.
Okay, and I'm also going to add the link to our show notes, so if anybody wants to check it out, they can click there and then check out you guys' information. So tell me more about the Children's Inn and the future plans for the industry, say for the next 5 years. What do you see growing and happening?
I think there's never been a more exciting time to support the Children's Inn with the advances in science and medicine and technology and the sophistication of the nonprofit industry. We're at a time where medical advances are accelerating at a very, very fast pace. So in 2018, we kicked off a new strategic plan. It's hard to believe it's already 2024. Right. The name of that strategic plan is 2025. And so we kicked it off with three bold goals. One is to completely transform our space to a state-of-the-art living environment. So we are currently designing the Inn of Tomorrow, which is a project to renovate the existing Children's Inn and also build a 15,000 square foot addition to support more patients, to support patients with more critical illnesses. To the health equity is the driving force behind this project. So thinking about what patients and their families will need, and our ability to reduce, you know, all of the obstacles that might be in their way, they may get in the way of families participating in clinical research. The second goal was to strengthen our relationships and our partnership with our clinical partners. And so we have some innovative programming happening there. And then third goal was thinking about financial sustainability, diversity, equity, inclusion, making sure that our leadership, our board, our staff, our volunteers are reflecting the very families that we serve. So we've made significant progress in all three of those areas, and we're very excited to continue to share the design of our Inn of Tomorrow and all of the efforts that we are making right now to support the Inn of Tomorrow.
That's amazing. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, as a nonprofit, we are always excited to invite people to help support our mission. There are many ways to do that through participation in your own corporations and their engagement with the Inn, to going to our website and looking at ways to give and ways to support the Inn through volunteering, through resources, through pro bono work. We truly invite you to come take a tour, see our work, and join us in accelerating medical research and really supporting children and families during a very, very difficult time in their lives.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jenny, and sharing this mission.
Thank you so much for having me and giving me the opportunity to share the mission of the Children's Inn.
Thank you for listening. Please be sure to check out our other podcasts, Keeping IT Brief and Afternoon Tea, available on your podcast provider.